So how are we going to separate the American robin and the summer tanager? There are several ways. First, the call notes of the two birds are different. The robin produces a whinny and ook notes. The summer tanager has a rough, multi-syllable call note. These are very useful, but on occasion, either of these birds might sing for quite a while without using one of its distinctive call notes. You can still separate them based on their primary songs. In the American robin, there is a tendency to add a wiry, squeaky tremolo to the end of its phrases, something like, cheerio, cheerlee, cheerio, cheerlee. I call that a thrushy sound to the song. For a better example of a thrush sound, listen to the tremolo ending of the wood thrush's song.